the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You didn't cue it all the way up.
Did you do what you said you were going to do just now?
Yeah.
You were not human.
Why?
How is that even possible?
I had to.
This music's creepy.
I know where you go to do what you were going to do.
Yeah.
And it's not close.
Well.
But the fact that you're already back, it must have been already falling out.
Well, I was out of breath. Or I am now.
Good Lord. I told her, you're not going to be back. Like, that is some kind of, like, if you were an X-Man, that would be your mutant ability.
How would I save the world, though?
I don't know what you do with it.
I don't want to know.
But it's exceptional. It's
disgusting.
You could be in videos, I guess.
Why is it disgusting? Is it better if it took me longer?
No, but I mean, how would you save the world by doing that?
Oh, I don't know. But it's
that's what they try to figure out at the school of the gifted and talented.
Oh, yeah. Right.
What do we do with this?
I was almost on Stranger Things. They're going to put me in the Inside Out, upside down.
Ew.
The Hokey Pokey. Yeah, I mean, is there some kind of competition that I could get into doing this?
Now, if they could combine, like, you know, that ability with Cyclops' laser eyes.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, you know, not make crap come out of his eyes, but, you know, make lasers come out of your ass.
The man you don't want to look at you.
Stop. Stop looking at me.
You'll feel dirty when he looks at you, literally.
You know, he didn't take his goggles off much, but when he did, could you imagine? It's like, dude, like, wipe your eyes.
Oh, God.
Looks awful.
Who played that character?
What's his name? I don't want to look it up, but he does a bunch of stuff. Bunch of TV shows.
I know. God, I see his name now.
He's on a show that I watch now with John Hamm, and I can't remember his name.
I don't know either. I can't think.
You like John Hamm.
Well, that show where he robs his rich friends, that's kind of a good show. But this guy's on it. He plays a real rich guy. I can't think of his name. He's been in other stuff. Young-looking guy. Not young, though.
Bill Skarsgård?
Maybe that's it. The muffs I know. You can say that.
Paige, did you have a good Mother's Day?
I was by myself on Mother's Day.
What?
Yeah, my son was sick.
You should have went to eat Mexican. They give out roses to the moms.
There was some local, I don't know if he called it a beauty parlor, a salon, or whatever, is giving out free hair to moms.
I saw it.
Yes. Free hair.
That's a lot of money.
I did get my hair cut on Saturday.
You could have went and got an extension.
You could have got one extension like a Tong Po.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. It's like it said free hair on Mother's Day. It's like they're going to give you like one hair.
One hair.
Dude, you get a Paige could have had a special.
I could have.
Like you get a free landing strip on Mother's Day.
Oh, wow.
God bless.
You'll have some
24/7.
Some blue hair ladies take you up on that one.
Will you tell me them PTs over there?
Oh, that's it. I literally threw them too hard.
You almost just scalped me. That's offensive.
I thought 20 of it, though. I would have appreciated it.
Did you do anything for your wife, Fat Boy?
Yeah, we went to eat. You know, they were giving out roses at the particular place we went to.
Uh-oh.
And played a little mini golf.
Oh, that's what mom loves.
And I gave my mom a gift card, shoved it in her mailbox Friday on the way home.
Did you really?
Said there's something in your mailbox. I had to go.
You didn't even, oh, good gosh.
And her driveway's long, so I peed in the driveway when I got there, too. Because I didn't want to drive up to
the house. Got out of the car to pee, but didn't get out of the car to go in and see your mama.
I put the freaking, hey, man, I gave her a gift card. That's cool.
That's nice.
People love gift cards.
Better than nothing.
I'll tell you what.
You want me to just get out of your life?
No, I was gonna say, I'll bring you with me since you want to see mom so bad.
No, I want you. I just, like, I don't think it's ever too late to rekindle those things.
No.
I would, like Paige yesterday, I saw my daughter and the boys and everything on Saturday.
Do you get her something? How's that work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And but then, like, so yesterday, I didn't see anybody or do anything. You know, it's Mother's Day.
Crowded
so I'm
everywhere.
Saying, like, to try to rekindle it with her. Do it for me.
Yeah.
Do it for you.
Yeah, man.
Where's my little list of shit to do?
Well, just like, I don't know. It's
I don't think he gets it, man.
Well, no. It's easy for us to say it now. It's so easy. And because people would say it to me prior, you know. And it would be like, you know, you better soak in moments up. Uh-huh. And it takes those little things, but I'm just messing with it. I know it's a different thing. I didn't have, you know, it's a different thing.
You know, I get it. I remembered because, you know, usually sometimes I forget some stuff. And then when I say I don't want anything on Father's Day, I'm really telling the truth.
Right.
People are like, oh, you want that? They really don't want anything. Like, well, if I want something, I usually get it.
I always ask if I'm asked, like, Father's Day or birthday, I always ask for, you know, cash. No, I always
cash
ask
and cars.
I want pictures or artwork by the boys or
that's the best.
Or pictures blown up, you know.
Well, I'm the same way with Christmas. Like
I want to cover all the pictures in Tannerite and blow them up. No, I was talking about big prints. Like big prints.
I don't have to have anything. Just the time off is a gift enough.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want the whole, but like moms, though, like, that's the, I mean, God.
They
like,
love good stuff.
I saw somebody put it on Instagram. It was one of the best ways that I'd seen anybody put it. It was like, thank you to my mother, the landing pad for my soul. And I'm like, God, well, that's pretty, like.
What the hell does that even mean?
It's like, well, like I think, you know, our souls download. And that, like, her mom just happened to be her mothership. In a sense, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. I thought that was very eloquently put.
Well, that's going to be hard to top. That's pretty deep.
Yeah. Yeah. The landing pad for my soul. Like, wow.
Yeah. It was a good time, though.
Yeah. Know? Yeah.
Because everything was wrapped up by about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, yes.
Come home and watch a bad race and a bad basketball game.
Yeah.
I've already watched SNL, terrible. So I don't have that to watch.
Oh, I didn't watch it. Was it good?
Well, it was decent. You can tell some of these guys, you know, like, Matt Damon's funny, but they kind of mailed it in a little bit.
Oh, I thought that was a replay.
No.
He just hosted.
He'll do it, and then this week's the last one, but they don't give him too much to do because you don't want to overwork him, you know. It's like, oh,
right.
Wasn't bad, though.
He has a movie coming out, too.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be good, man. The Odyssey. Yeah. You got to go check that out.
Yeah. Is it the Disney Odyssey?
No.
I mean, Homer's?
Yeah.
Homer's?
Story of Odysseus.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's going to be hard to top Armando Santé's Odysseus.
I didn't see that one.
Oh, that one's good, man.
I only watch American movies.
It was so hokey. Especially when you meet the Cyclops and where was that, Hades, where you went to?
Hell?
Yes.
Yeah,
hell.
Poseidon, that was a little scary. I'm going to spoil it for you.
Speaking of spoiling, I didn't ask you to have this music ready when I made this announcement. So I'm going to have to ask you to kick back out of your easy chair. You hear that? You hear that sound? It's what it sounds like.
He's kicking back out of the easy chair.
Oh, not that. What is that?
Not that one.
Okay. That was kind of exciting.
No, I
do some cheerleading.
I think you're thinking about another segment there, Fat Boy.
Oh, okay. I thought, wasn't sure how we were going to, well, we're kind of almost out of time for this one now, so.
Well.
Which is cool.
Do you know the other one?
I don't know the other. I just know the one. Well, okay. Hang on a second. Are we doing the, like, make an announcement?
Yes.
Okay. I know if we were doing the other week.
See, that's what happened when I had to go poo. I did.
I got that for you.
Okay.
I'll cue the hell out of
that. So remember the other day, Paige, we were like freaking out and having such a good time because Adam Copeland was on the show.
Oh, yeah.
The former Edge from AEW.
Who's staying in Asheville.
Yes. And you know who he's going to be fighting along with Christian and several others is going to be FTR, our friends.
I like that.
So, I received a text message, and Paige, you look right there, you'll see, Saturday at 7:30 p.m., which tells me that was right, they were at TV.
Yep.
So, word got back to FTR that Adam Copeland was on our show on Friday.
Uh-huh.
So, what would you do if you were FTR and you heard that information?
I want to be on your show.
Yes.
That's a pretty good guess.
Would you want to, like, you know, just jump on a video stream?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, I'd do whatever I could.
You come to the studio.
Oh, that's right.
You got to show them up.
I would be there in person.
So tomorrow morning, and I'm crossing my fingers when I say it.
I can't, but I would if I could.
Cross your fingers for him, Paige. Toes too.
Don't
do your toes. You'll stay that way.
She just threw her leg behind her head.
Good Lord, how are you doing that right now? She's clapping her feet together like they're her hands. How are you doing that?
How are you wearing that shirt and then doing that? Is that the Not Today shirt?
Yeah, it is. It's her Monday shirt now.
Yep.
Tomorrow morning in studio, we've had this combination before, but never together. In studio tomorrow morning.
100%.
Dax and Cash, FTR, the greatest living tag team in the world of wrestling, will be in the studio tomorrow morning.
We're all getting the shatter machines,
too. I'm so excited. I love them both, but I don't know if they're... I don't know where their heads are for us talking about, you know... I really, really don't. Because Dax is a very angry man right now.
We're 2 days away.
Yeah,
and they got a big match.
Yes,
when is it? Saturday?
Wednesday night.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. There's Cherokee Center in Nashville.
Yeah. So they're going to be in here tomorrow morning.
I want to talk to them about this music. I got a little suggestion.
Oh.
Maybe they could jazz it up a little when they get they have their entrance. Now, I don't want to look. They're going to be in here, so I don't want to offend, and then I get a shatter machine.
I know.
Because I don't think you'd run in and break it up.
No, I'd walk in.
You'd have to film it. Yeah, put it on the website.
It'd be the video of the day.
God, it would be.
Yeah, they're gonna be in studio tomorrow morning, and we're gonna have tickets to give away to the show, and it's gonna be. I mean, this is a big moment. Let me tell you why this is partially a big moment. Danny's been on the show before, but never in studio. I gotta think of the right name. Cash Wheeler.
Oh, Cash. Cash.
Been in studio, and when I did the TNA pay-per-view match, pre-pay-per-view match with
Miss Jacqueline, right?
Miss Jacqueline. And she punched me in my testicles, Paige.
Hall of Famer.
Inside it was the Bonsecours Winner's Arena then.
Yeah.
It's kind of mean.
She low-blowed me. Christopher Daniels had a part in that. And
he painted your fingernails, actually, while that was going on.
But one day, about 5 years ago, I got a text from a young man, and that young man was in the crowd that night and took a picture of me getting punched in my balls. And that young man was Cash Wheeler.
Does he still have the picture?
Yes.
Do you know the reply that was sent back to Mr. Cash?
I'm talking about an eighth grader naked right now. That's AI. That's AI. I'm like that guy running for governor.
Stories.
It's like, what's going on backstage?
I don't want to know.
That was AI.
I don't want to know.
Plus, you know, Cash has been listening to the show since before even WWE. I mean, he knows the show. But again, I don't know what kind of mood they're going to be in because, like, legit, they're the heels right now, like the biggest ones in the company.
He's known the show longer than he's been with Dax.
Yes.
So I might have a little free, might have a little leeway here.
I didn't think about that.
He might take up for me, not give me a shatter machine.
Yeah.
I don't want you to get a shatter machine.
No.
It'll turn into a different kind of machine.
It hurt their back even worse on this floor, though. I'd advise against that one. It might be easier out there in the backyard.
Maybe one of them will bring their own headphones. We'll see.
We're going to have to.
I have an extra pair.
Oh, you do? Okay, good. Because I was going to text him and say, hey, man, do you have any extra headphones?
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I'm looking at my cell phone camera right now. I'm looking at the smile on my face. And I look at the guy in the middle of the screen right now. What's up, Adam Copeland?
How's it going, guys?
It's working. You don't understand, Adam.
You don't.
I love when an interview starts with, it's working.
God, the stuff we go through, we spent, an hour to make sure this was set up right yesterday?
Yeah, we were here at almost 11 yesterday, Adam. It's great.
And that is all my fault. So I apologize for not being in studio, guys. I've been hitting the head a lot. So I tend to screw up calendars, apparently. Because my wife, Beth, she was like, no, we're in New York, dumbass. You're not going into the studio. You're taking us to New York. So
Lord.
I knew there was a good reason. And I was so mad, and I'm like,
don't
you know what?
Don't listen to him. He was talking so much trash earlier. He was like, man, this is putting me in a bad mood.
God, I was so mad, Cope.
And he brought...
Here's the thing. Then you got to take it up with my daughters. So good luck.
Yeah.
No. That's true. No, I've seen... look, you're you know who I feel for already in the future? Adam Copeland. For the future partners of those daughters.
Yeah.
Both you and with Beth.
So it's worse if it's Beth. I mean, she can squat a Volkswagen. I can only squat like maybe a Chevy Sprint, but she can take a Volkswagen station wagon made of steel from the 1980s. They were driving in Family Vacation. She can squat that. But you know what I'm going to do? I already got it planned. So we have a gym in the garage. So I'm going to open the three bays, and when the kid comes up, I'm going to be mid workout. Just doing all arms, nothing else.
You should. I mean, and that's going to put that message. And Beth should be out there with you as well. It's like, oh, what's up? You here to take our daughter out?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I think you start with me, and then Beth rounds the corner. You know, fully pumped from squatting a forklift.
Yeah.
Now it could backfire. The kid could be such a mark like us. He's slapping the leg already when he comes up to the driveway.
Slapping the leg. Super kick. I'm like, what the?
Yeah, no kidding. So let's start with this. First off, Asheville, North Carolina. That's where you call home now. You've traveled all over the world, originally from Canada. This is what I ask people that moved to this area. First off, I think now that you're part of the culture here in the South, we can officially tell everyone that we're full, that we shouldn't keep talking about how great the area is.
No mas.
But like, what literally brought you to Asheville, North Carolina, and decided to raise a family there and call it home?
Well, you know, it's one of the massive luxuries with this job is you hit every city in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So you've seen it all. And for me, it was always kind of dog-earing certain towns and going, okay, I could see myself here. This feels pretty cool. I just got to check it out on my own time when I'm not like rushing here, there, and everywhere kind of thing, right? So it was Seattle, Portland, and Asheville were kind of the three cities that, you know, I've always loved the Pacific Northwest, but Asheville kind of felt like that, but on the East Coast, and my family's still all in Canada, and Beth's at that point was all in upstate New York, so we thought, okay, at least we're still on the Eastern Seaboard. All her family moved down, so everybody's down now.
Really?
And it's great. We love it. You know, it's we love the mountains, we love the people, we love the weather. Our girls love it. You know, it's just it's a great place to raise kids.
Yeah,
it really is. Yeah, you know, and I mean, there's traffic now, which kind of sucks, but
it really, like, there was a mass exodus down to the South. I mean, really, like, we have traffic like hell now. It's crazy.
No, they built more village for sure. Oh my God.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I know. It's nuts to see the growth, even since we've been there, because, you know, we went there in 2009.
Uh-huh.
So we've been there a little bit, but to see how much it's grown and I will say, just in our area, seeing all the trees being knocked down and everything being built, it's like, oh, it's part of why I bought up here.
Right.
You know, but
well, then you had Helene a couple of years ago too. I mean, that was god awful for that area. It really was.
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting too. And interesting is not the right word. It's horrible, I guess. But you don't think of the fallout like 6-8 a year later, right? Where, oh, now we have to worry about wildfires because of all the kindling that is now lying around that was blown down. You guys know, you know, just a tough time for the area. But what it was too, though, is it really highlighted the type of people that make up the fabric of the place,
yeah,
which which was pretty amazing to see how everybody kind of rallied, and anybody who had a pickup truck was out doing something with it, you know?
For sure. Yeah. We're speaking with Adam Copeland today. Let me ask you
this. I almost messed up earlier.
I know.
I called him the wrong name off air.
So. Oh, you did? Okay. Yeah. I
got it out of my system.
Man, I still do it.
I mean, it comes up. Plus, it also, like, for folks that, you know, we were talking about this off the air, how, you know, with the Attitude Era in that time of wrestling, like, everybody, whether it's Saturday night's main event or Mania or something, you know, The Rock on SNL, like, it permeated into that mainstream, so people were aware. So if someone saw you on the street and said, "What's up, Edge?" Like, you're going to say, "You know what? They've followed me for a long time. Yeah, they remember me."
Absolutely. You know, and I always say, like, when people get up in arms about, like, being recognized or people approaching, I'm like, okay, would you rather they're not?
Amen. Yeah, exactly.
That means you're probably not doing your job too well.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I understand that my mug has been on your TV screens for 30 years.
Yeah.
So with it comes stuff. Yeah. And that's cool. Like, I also think, you know, when you play a character for so long, you become that character for a lot of people. Like, if you see Michael Richards, I doubt you're saying, "Michael Richards, how are you?" You're probably going to go, "Kramer."
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's a great example. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it is different, because you wouldn't go up to Johnny Depp and go, "Mr. Scissorhands, oh my God." Amazing. You know?
So, plus, you're not just getting recognized from wrestling either, like your other projects as well, like other
well,
acting.
So that's what's been fascinating these last few years, is I started having little girls come up to me again, which at first kind of freaked me out, because I'm like, whoa, wait, where the heck's going on? Like, they're not watching wrestling, are they?
Right.
You'd be surprised, though. A lot of little girls love wrestling.
Oh,
I
yeah.
love that. Because there's so many great female, role models to look up to now. But anyway, I digress. So what the heck was I talking about?
We were talking about being called Edge still, and you and movies and TV and everything. Yeah,
yeah. So when the little girls started coming up, I went, "Oh man!" And it was like, "Oh, they're not coming up to say Adam Copeland or Edge." It was like, "Are you Aries?" I went, "Oh man! Wow! Okay, yeah, I'm on a Disney show now. I guess I better get used to this."
Yeah.
And that's been so much fun too, is just other people like appreciating something else I did is always nice too, you know? Like, we were walking down the street the other night, and the dude looks at me and goes, "Vikings." I went, "Yeah,
yes, that's right."
A big old beard and nose prosthetic, and
God, you were perfect for that. You had to look for that one. What,
more than anything, it's just been fun. It's just been a blast, and a part of that is hearing like people come up. I will never get tired of someone coming up to me and saying, "You made my childhood really fun."
Right.
Yeah. Sign me up.
Well, you did that for my like early 20s and into my 30s, and currently still. Like, one of the things, and we'll tell you this now, and eventually we will get you in studio. I feel very. Matter of fact, do you know what's crazy is when, for all these years that we've known that you lived in Nashville, we would play, we'd come back, what we call a rejoin, where we'd come out of a commercial break playing a song, and we'd play Metalingus. Because we're like, dude, what if.
He just hears it.
Is out driving, flips over, and hears it and says, "Wait, I got to go on those guys' show and be on there." So we're thrilled to have you. Here's the funny thing is, when you came in this morning, had you come in, we were going to be dressed as the Brood.
I swear.
We were going to have on... Imagine us. Yes, we were going to have the fangs in, and we were going to be fanging and banging.
We were looking for fangs for most of the week.
We weren't looking for fangs.
So I tell you what, now you have to do it when I come in studio.
Okay.
Yeah, we got to.
Now, like, you just got to do it.
Yeah, we were going to get dry ice and everything.
The fog machine.
We were going to do it up.
And now we got build up.
Okay, so something to look forward to.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Paige.
Well, there was a lot of controversy with that roast for Kevin Hart on Netflix. We'll begin with this. Good morning, I'm Paige. Dwayne Johnson gave a raunchy little roast to Kevin.
A raunchy roast?
He says about...
I had a family member made a raunchy roast one Sunday. It was not good.
About Kevin.
He used Dr. Pepper.
Ooh. I bet that's good.
It was raunchy.
I don't eat beef, but I bet that was good. Okay, so
raunchy roast.
Kevin Hart, it was last night, and his wife, Aniko, Dwayne Johnson made a comment like this, and I can't repeat the bad word.
Oh, come on, you puss.
I can't
they're good
say
buddies,
it.
Too.
Dwayne Johnson
make
said,
it rhyme with a different word.
Oh, yeah, do that.
Okay. I don't.
Still watch the dump button.
Okay. I'll do this. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so Dwayne says to Kevin, she deserves an Academy Award for pretending she likes to buck you.
Wow.
How about that?
My gosh.
That was.
That's not very nice.
So, like, you know, the Rock and these other celebrities will have people write for him, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess somebody on the dais wrote for the Rock?
I don't know. Draymond Green said his were written by white people.
Don't you know why he was there?
I don't know.
He's starting to insert himself into the pop culture now.
That's probably why.
Because, you know, he commentates and whatnot, but I guess he wants to.
He's that natural heel, too.
But he's opening himself up.
Yeah. Yeah, Rock was very, I watched it. Rock was very, very, very dirty.
I'll say.
Very dirty. Was talking about, like, just, I can't even say what the word rhymes with, because even then it would be, like, you know, he was talking about, like, you know.
Uh-huh.
Like, what letter? Or he was, oh, okay, wow.
Not the C word you think, either.
Oh, wow. Well, not only that on this roast, Tom Brady was one of the participants as well.
He also brought some hard language.
Ooh, he.
I think there's a certain word that, like, Trump, like, must have said, hey, it's fine to say that again. And everybody's like, oh, okay, cool. But they didn't tell us.
I got a clip of Tom Brady if you want to hear it.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, this is going to be way better than the Tom Brady roast. Way better.
Do you ever shut up? Have you even left the forum? Or have you just been here screaming into that mic the last 2 years waiting for daddy to come home? Well, unlike your real dad, I actually showed up.
Oh, you son of a...
I do have a few words for you before I return to my affairs in Las Vegas. Oh, wait. Not supposed to talk about affairs in Vegas? Think I broke another rule.
They edited that big time.
Yeah, because he joked about Kevin cheating on his wife back in 2017, and that's what that was, that the audience kind of was by that.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Oh, they reminded you of a bunch of stuff about him that you forgot about. Like, he must have told everyone, gloves are off, whatever you want to say, because people are talking about Diddy parties, people are talking about...
Oh, my God.
Chelsea Handler is on there. I mean, I'm not going to, like, totally spoil this whole thing because it was 3 hours long.
3 hours?
Yeah. I didn't watch all of it. It was on, I will say.
He was he's somewhat big. So you think the dais matched his star power, I guess?
Dude, I won't spoil it for you, but I would hurry up and watch it before social media...
It takes it down?
No, before social media, like, gives it away, if it hasn't already.
I saw one person that said they weren't going to be there, so maybe a swerve.
Who was the person?
It was Nikki Glaser who said she wasn't going to do it.
Yeah, she wasn't there.
Yeah.
It's like, dang. Chelsea Handler was there, though, boy, and good God.
She just...
Good Lord, man.
God, they're good at that, man. Like Lisa Lampanelli was back in the day at these roasts.
They just were cruel and mean.
Why? I don't like to watch that.
Oh, though. It was good, though.
Okay.
It was good.
It is an odd environment. Like, you got to really just... Be open to...
So, the one lady that used to be on The View, that the black lady, she's a comedian.
Whoopi.
Nope. I said comedian. She's not funny at all.
Hello, man. That's Eddie.
I can't think of her name. But her husband, after like 6 months of them getting married, killed himself.
Oh, my God.
And Jesus. Holy moly, like every single person mentioned it.
That was material, too?
Yeah.
I know that they have, requests, I guess. Tom Brady didn't want anything about his kids. I think Charlie Sheen said don't talk about his mom. But I think those are the only two I've ever heard that had, like, a list of...
They said Trump didn't have a list. for Cheryl Underwood. That's the lady's name.
Oh, dude, she's hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, they brought it hard on her, man.
That's so sad, though. I wouldn't like that.
She could dish it out, too. I forgot she was on The View.
Yeah. Yeah, I did, too. I did, too. I wish she had talked like she did last night when she was on The View. It would have been watchable.
It's kind of how she laughs. Kevin Hart. Yeah. I must go back and watch now because Shane Gillis was...
Shane Gillis, he also... Well, he kind of had that mindset, it seemed, that like, okay, if this gets canceled, if I get canceled or blah, 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 I'm still going to have fans. You know what I mean? Like, he brought some...
Is this the whole big Netflix comedy like festival?
Uh-uh.
Don't they do like a bunch of stuff? And
oh, I don't know. I'll tell you, one of the worst ones is...
on that roast?
Yeah. It's Pete...
Pablo.
Nope. Not Sampras either.
Davidson. Oh, he wasn't there. Good?
I don't think he actually got up and spoke. He was on the dais. I don't think he ever got up and spoke. But anyway, like, you know, like...
Damn, man.
Two things he's known for.
Tattoos and women.
Well, I was going to... Okay, so... Kardashian and his dad's death.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Good Lord. 9/11. The amount of people that brought that up, his dad's death. Like...
See...
That is wild, because like he went over to Riyadh and got money.
Oh, he was a part of that whole deal?
Yeah, dude. I didn't ever know that. So, Paige, his father, who was killed in 9/11, you know.
He said, Pete himself, he's had to go to therapy for years and years.
He goes over during Riyadh Center to Saudi Arabia and takes millions of dollars to do stand-up.
What? Yes.
That's wild to me. He's like, well, they owed it to me anyway. No. What?
Oh, God.
That's so, like, he could say that. Wouldn't you feel bad making, like, I know it's a roast, but still.
Yeah, I'd feel bad. I absolutely would feel bad.
It was a monumental moment in his life.
Yeah. But, again, though, you would assume they said, hey, is there anything we can't talk about?
Yeah.
But you also don't want that getting out to the general public. Like, yeah, he doesn't want to talk about this because TMZ will be screaming it at you every time you go to your hotel.
Plus, I couldn't do well in that whole roast environment. There's no way.
No.
It's tough.
Yeah.
When we do it, it's like lighthearted and like it's not even, but they're vicious.
Right.
I may make fun of Paige's shirt and says, not today.
But nope, not today.
Everybody else is like, God, they just go for the kill constantly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think talking about someone's wife is kind of mean. Might cause a problem at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or their dead dad or their dead husband.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's terrible. Well, Britney Spears found herself a new Burmese python, kind of like the one she had, a little tiny one that fit in her hand, a baby.
It's not nice to say that about Timberlake.
Baby snake. She will be associated with the albino Burmese python from her performance, I'm a Slave for You, at the 2001 VMAs, remember?
You know, Burma's not a country anymore, so shouldn't they change the name of the snake, too?
No kidding. What is Burma now?
It's Myanmar.
Myanmar. Python.
I know. It should be a Myanmar.
Well, they still make oriental rugs, so.
They do. They have fortunes on the end.
Yeah.
So she found herself this
Do not
tiny.
Remove this tag. Bad luck. Lucky numbers on back.
The tiny little python, and she also made her first statement since checking in and out of rehab.
Doesn't that seem kind of oxymoron to say tiny python? I'm more used to Hogan's 24-inch pythons.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a little baby snake. See? Oh, wait. A baby snake.
Oh, yes. That's I don't know. She needs to have a snake, though.
No, dude. She's going to be doing videos with
snake
it. She's
going to
be swallowing them.
Yeah. And snakes bite you. You have as pets.
Especially that one's like, look, she's not going to look after it completely. When it gets bigger, it's going to be out crawling around the house.
Like, does she? I know she's not under the whatever anymore, but is she just wheeling around life by herself? Like, she goes to the grocery store? Like, does she have security with her?
Man, I don't think so.
God bless.
I saw a video of one of her sons was out and about, and that's what they constantly ask him about. How's your mom? How's your mom? Where's your mom?
Well, yeah.
It's like, poor kid, can't go anywhere.
Ari Spears is the same.
Gosh.
I don't, man, I get a bad feeling about her.
She'll sleep with a snake.
No, I just have a bad feeling about her. Like, I don't know if she's on drugs or not.
You feel like whatever she's got going on never got addressed.
Yes, yes. And fully. Like it's going to end very badly.
Like she's manic depressive.
Like somebody's got to take a legit shot of like what's going on.
Yeah, it ain't for me to label her what's wrong. I just like something major happened, and it's one of those things where she can't address it, talk about it, or whatever. And it's more than just money or, you know, cheating or anything like that. It's something deep.
That's what people say happened to Amanda Bynes. Had a big career, was going to make a lot of money, and then she disappears. And yeah. When she comes back, you don't even recognize her. And does a lot of off-the-wall stuff. Yeah,
you know who was at the roast last night that they didn't ever... Who was the guy that... He was the voice of the son on Family Guy. And then he also did...
dang it. It was Austin Powers.
Yes.
He was
little,
Scotty.
Yeah, little redheaded dude. He was on...
dang it.
He did that show.
Who was it? Because he was Scotty. I remember. Yeah, Scotty Nair.
You know that guy?
Yeah.
Didn't he have like allegations against him?
I don't know specifically, but he was running with that crowd, you know, along the same age of
Danny Masters. The other guy though. God, I can't think of.
They were all kind of friends, like.
Yeah, but he was sitting there with John Stamos. I was like, wow, man.
Uncle Jesse, your Uncle Jesse was there?
Not mine. I don't have an Uncle Jesse. Yeah, he was there. The Beach Boy, John Stamos. Paige, did you say goodbye already?
No, not yet.
Okay, go ahead.
Those are your rice guys.
So somebody you're trying to make leave the house.
Goodbye.
All right, you leave.
Bye.
All right.
Don't let me keep you.
Thank you so much, Paige. We're going to take a break and come back. We're going to talk to correspondent Jerry Ellenberg live from the Strait of Hormuz next. Good morning, everybody.
I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yeah, to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.